Okay, we're going to call this meeting to order. We have a roll call, please. Then we'll go back to the pledge.
Commissioner Tartaglia?
Here.
Commissioner Clemens? Commissioner Hudson? Commissioner Barker?
Here.
Chairman Nord?
Here. Just note for the record, Commissioner Clemens and Hudson both had family obligations this date and let us know. In fact, they let us know some time ago that they would not be able to come, so they have excused absences. Okay, let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Attention, salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. You may be seated.
I wasn't here for these first two meetings, so.
Okay. I want to approve them. We would normally have election of officers at this time after I would introduce Ron Hudson, who's our new commissioner just coming on. However, with those two missing from our meeting today, I'm going to suggest that we hold until the next meeting, which is scheduled for August 5th. With your concurrence there, we can hold off on the election and hopefully have all five of us here at that time.
I think we should hold off.
Okay, Ted, is that okay with you?
I don't see any reason why we shouldn't just push on and elect.
There will be no ceremonial activities between now and then. But I can take care of those.
That's up.
Okay.
I have one way or the other.
Okay, so we have a concurrence here. We'll hold off on elections until next meeting on the 5th. Public comment time, opportunity for the public to speak on any item relevant to this commission. Anyone like to speak at this time? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to the consent agenda, which is minutes of the meeting. Several meetings, starting with November 19th and moving through March 4th of 2010. November 19th minutes, any corrections or additions to those minutes? That was the one where we looked at medical marijuana. I got more of an education that day than I have in quite a while, actually.
Okay.
Until I went to Santa Cruz and listened to them.
Well, I missed that one, so.
Okay, do we have a motion for approval then?
I'll move.
Okay, and I'll second that. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Tartaglia?
You can vote. I mean, you don't have to, but
Did you move or did Commissioner Barker?
No. Barker moved.
I'm sorry.
You can abstain if you weren't at the meeting. That'd be fine.
I wasn't at the first two. But I was at the second two, so I would like to see.
Yeah, we're doing one at a time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're doing one
I'll
at a time.
I'll abstain at that one.
Okay.
Commissioner Barker?
Yes.
Chairman Nord?
Yes. And then the meetings of January 21. Corrections or additions there, Mr. Barker, at all? Okay, to entertain a motion then for approval.
I'll move.
Okay, I'll second that also. Call for the vote, please.
Commissioner Barker?
Yes.
Chairman Nord?
Yes.
Commissioner Tartaglia?
Abstain.
Okay, and then moving to February 18th. Any corrections or additions there? That's the Walgreens largely. Any corrections or additions to those minutes?
I did not see any.
Okay, is there a motion then to approve? Or Ted, do you have anything?
I will so move.
Hey, Ted, we got a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Get a second. Call for the vote, please.
Commissioner Tartaglia?
Yes.
Commissioner Barker?
Yes.
Chairman Nord?
Yes. And then March 4 of this year. Wisconsin, stop alcoholic beverage sales. Any corrections or additions there? Okay, I'd entertain a motion then for approval.
I'll move.
I'll second.
We got a second. Call for the vote, please.
Commissioner Barker?
Yes.
Commissioner Tartaglia?
Yes.
Chairman Nord?
Yes. Okay, under the public hearings area, 7, 8, and 9, I don't know if staff wants to do any reporting on that and bring us up to date on where we're at with you, staff.
We had previously scheduled three public hearings, item 7, 8, and 9. And we're going to ask that you take action on them independently. We had a failure to get notices published in time for mandatory 10-day noticing period, so we can't hold a public hearing today. We're going to continue those items to the August 5th, 2010 meeting. We're going to ask that you take action. Frances, if she can, take them all at one time or independently, whichever is appropriate, and with your concurrence.
Just move to the
August 5th.
Okay. I see no reason to do independently. We'd entertain a motion to move those, continue these to the next meeting August 5th.
I'll move to continue items 7, 8, and 9 on the agenda to the August 5th meeting.
Okay, any second on that?
I'll second.
You got a second? Call for the vote, please.
Commissioner Tartaglia?
Yes.
Commissioner Barker?
Yes.
Chairman Nord?
Yes. Okay, so we come down to the all-important commission comments and reports, which is more important than ever today. one thing I did want to, and some of you don't know Elsa's Narrows too well, but Francis, give us a little bit of report, kind of like you did me today. Al's been fighting cancer, you know, for some time, and has recently resigned from this commission because of that.
He brought, not too long ago, he brought in a resignation letter because he's having some treatments for his cancer, and he just didn't have the strength to continue. And so he's at home and not really receiving any company or anything like that because he can't get up and answer the door. And I told him that we were thinking of him the last time I saw him, and he appreciated that.
Right. So his treatment is ongoing.
His treatment is ongoing, and he didn't know for how long, but he said that it's they're more extensive now than they were in the past.
Yeah. I think 10 years ago he had a bout with cancer and then went into remission after his treatment, but reappeared.
Showing up again in September or August, yeah. September of last year. And
yeah, there was a while there they didn't recognize what was going on. He didn't recognize what was going on. But anyway, I wonder if he's on email at all. Does he answer email? Do you know?
No, he doesn't. He
does not.
No, he doesn't have the time, he says, or feel like getting on the computer. So if we need to contact him, it'll have to be by phone.
Okay, very good. Okay, yeah, tough one. I got to know Al years and years ago when he was my mail carrier over when I lived on Rupert. So I've known him for 40 years. And we had in common that he had a, I think, a 64 Pontiac Tempest like I have, or my son has, but I haven't now. So we had that racing mentality, you know.
That's a pre-GTO.
Yeah. Well, it was same as, maybe looks a, much the same as a GTO, only it's not as valuable right now. Anyway, Al's a good man. Appreciated him. Anything else for the good of the cause here, commission points? Been a fairly inactive last few months. David, I was going to ask you maybe just briefly. I know you've been working with the chamber. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing good things about the chamber. I talked to the
It's been a fairly inactive few months from an entitlement perspective, which is you guys are on the front end of development and community development. You see things several years before they may happen. So, as you mentioned, it has been quiet the last few months. We don't, understandably, downturn in the economy, we don't have a lot of people looking for new projects. We've still got a backlog of projects that are active and valid, constantly making contact with us, making sure they're not losing any of their entitlements, so that when things recover, they'll be in position to be able to move forward. The work we're doing with the Chamber of Commerce, you may have heard a retail market analysis at the city's commission that's being wrapped up just last month and introduced to the community and to the business community. We held a workshop a few weeks ago. We have another workshop Tuesday night, the 20th, where we're going to be going through the retail market analysis and a propensity report that was just provided to us. That's a detailed analysis of what do people in this area buy? What are the opportunities for retailers to come in? Because that's what they're looking for. They want to understand who's here, what kind of products do they buy, before they're going to be ready to make a decision to make a commitment to build a store or a restaurant or any other business in Reedley. And it's a critical piece, one critical piece that we need, but it's not the only piece. Again, workshop Tuesday night, open to the public. You're welcome to attend. There will be a meeting, another final workshop scheduled after that, that the community will be invited to come into. The city has been attending Economic Development Steering Committee meetings with the Chamber of Commerce. I attend those once a month, and the city manager is attending the general Chamber of Commerce meeting on a monthly basis. We already have pretty close contact with the Downtown Association, primarily through the Streetscape District, which Rob, Terry, and Francis Wiles attend every month. They're on the same day as our steering committee meeting. So just making sure we're building good working relationships with the business community, the downtown, and the Chamber of Commerce.
And we've at least got a new business downtown at 11th and G there in the old Coffee Candy building. Or is it open yet?
I don't know if they're open yet. Rob reviews the business licenses, so he would know if they've already come in, but they're opening an antique business.
David, I did have a question. Out on the corner of Button Willow and Dinuba Avenue, the southeast corner, I think, looks like Billboard City out there. Is that complying with our sign ordinance?
We'll look at it and respond. We'll probably work with our code enforcement division, which is out of the fire department, interpret sign standards for them, and if they need to be removed, notify the right person to get them removed.
Well, I noticed there's some signs advertising housing developments in Dinuba, or they were a few weeks ago.
We'll give that to code enforcement and have them address it.
Lots of used cars for sale out there, too.
The only thing we can do with used cars is whether if they park them for more than 72 hours.
Yeah, that would be on the northeast corner.
Well, ever since we took out the frontage road in front of the old Caves Ford Mercury, they've had to find a new place to park cars for used cars for sale.
I may have misspoken. It's the southeast corner.
Okay.
I may have said southwest, but I meant southeast.
I wrote down southeast, so you got it right.
I guess the other big thing you're working on is, I know there's another meeting on Monday evening in relation to Reed Avenue.
That would be the one thing I would invite you to at the end of our meeting is let you know that there's a Reed Avenue project meeting on the 19th, which is Monday. That'll be at the community center in the senior room, and they'll be reviewing alternatives for reconstruction of Reed Avenue.
I noted the dreaded possibility of the palm trees.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the newspaper reported the meeting also said that there's a possibility that trees would be removed. I'd like to be a little more specific. There's a possibility that trees would need to be relocated. That would be a more accurate statement. But nothing's been decided. That's the point of the July 19th meeting, is to have an open house for the community to come in and air their concerns. Haven't scheduled public hearings yet. We need to scope out what the project is and get an environmental review started, and that's when we'll get through two hearings where we could address all of those issues.
Not on a planning commission business by any means, but city business. I understand our police department is down, what, three officers now due to budget adjustments? I know you don't deal directly with that.
I don't deal directly with that, but my knowledge of the budget, a lot of the positions, there are always positions, almost always positions that are budgeted for but not necessarily filled. It doesn't mean that an employee was released, and it may mean that the position was not filled and a decision was made to not fill that position for budgetary reasons for another fiscal year. And I think that's probably the case, not only in the police department but in some other positions throughout the city. There are a handful of positions that are budgeted for or had been budgeted before that have been frozen and waited out till the next year to see if there's adequate revenue or priorities change.
The reason that came up, and I raised it with the city manager earlier today when I spoke with him, is the ongoing problem of gang activity in town is, of course, a concern. And with reducing, obviously, the number of police officers in the street, that doesn't quite jive in most people's mind. The court order in relation to limiting the activity of what was about approximately 25 known gang members in town.
The gang injunction?
Yeah, the gang injunction. Am I correct that that was an identifiable area, particularly on the east side, I guess, but is it?
That's my neighborhood.
Certain blocks, so it does not, it's not cover the whole town, does it?
I'm not familiar with it. I think it would be appropriate for you to ask the police department to get on our agenda and give you a presentation on not just that activity but others. It pertains to your role. So we could ask them to come in and brief you on the gang injunction or any other activity that's of interest to you.
I kind of remember when the police chief was here and spoke to that a bit.
It would be nice to get a report.
Our August 5 agenda is pretty full.
Yeah.
So we'll.
I can ask that question of the chief.
I'll ask them to be there at the next.
It would be nice to have a presentation.
And we're having this
appointment when we have time.
Public hearing coming up. Youth permit 460, the El Melanie Market. I'm sure we'd like some information from the police chief on that conditional use permit.
The reason that came up is there seems to be some, I guess what I would call intimidation in other parts of town. It was reported to me over on the south end of town that there was a young man out literally in the street the other evening flashing his gang signs. And when people slowed down to basically see what was going on, he was telling them that, hey, we're taking over this side of town. And of course, you don't stand around for a long explanation on that kind of stuff. You just kind of try a little bit not to run over him and move on. But it was over in the south end of town. And so that person asked me, or one of the persons that brought it up said, hey, what's happening here? Are they moving out of the injunction area and moving into other parts of town and, in essence, claiming new territory?
That's something you may want to contact the police department directly.
Yeah, the police department was contacted. But
I could ask the police department and chief to give us a report on the state of the police department. I think he'd be happy to come and talk to you.
Probably could have that done.
You know, George, your observation that maybe they might be moving to other parts, I think is borne out by when the city of Fresno had their big push against gangs, that the main effect was to push them out into the other rural communities.
Yeah, send them anywhere, yeah.
Because they couldn't operate in Fresno, so they go operate someplace else. And that seemed to be the net effect, so I'm not sure it was all that effective, except for Fresno.
Yeah.
And it probably complicated our problems with gangs.
Didn't we recently pass a measure that raised some funding for police protection purposes, or that was more in the preventative areas, wasn't it, in relation to
Measure G was the sales tax for the public safety sales tax, which provided revenue for maintenance and operation of police, fire, and community services, predominantly police, I believe. What we could do is try and keep you posted on when those kinds of items will be before the city council, because they get updated periodically. I believe there's an oversight committee that meets. And if we can give you those dates when they get together, clearly you have interest and it's open to the public. It's obviously open to the planning commissioners also. I'll let you know when they'll be updated, and we'll have Francis provide you with the schedule of when something's going to be before the City Council for their review, and also when the Oversight Committee, when and where the Oversight Committee meets.
That'd be a good idea. I just think with the, especially with the gang situation, it seems to be a constant burr in everybody's saddle, not just Reedley, but in many towns. We're going to have to figure out a way to keep our police department at the highest strength possible to combat that kind of stuff. So I don't know about you, but I don't want to have to deal with some of these guys. I want to be able to call a police officer. And
a lot more gunshots in my side of town lately.
I would rather not have to deal with them on a personal basis.
Exactly.
But I think until we change our courts change their attitudes, I think we're kind of stuck with it.
I know, man. High school has experienced lots of vandalism in the last month. It seems to be escalating.
Question. Jefferson School has been locked down. All the gates have been locked. New gates have been put up and locked. And I'm wondering if that's going on at, like, Washington or Grant. But you used to see families out there playing soccer and basketball, and you don't see that anymore. All the gates are locked.
Really? All the time.
Every gate's locked. And I was wondering if that was, once again, I don't know if that's a planning.
Ron Hudson, we can ask him about that. Yeah. I know one of the things I did in Traver when I was there was, Traver has virtually no problem on the school grounds. It's a safe territory. But at the same time, we worked hard to make that easy to happen in that we, in essence, fenced in our classrooms. Not real close to them, but there was a fence separating the classrooms from the major playing areas. So if somebody wanted to get to a classroom and do some monkey business, they had to work pretty hard to get there. But it left the fields open, and they're used constantly during non-school hours.
Our fields were used constantly, but they're you don't even see any practice or baseball games out there, or soccer games, or, I mean, there was always activity. It's a very active neighborhood, and, you know.
Until recently, it's been open, the gates.
This was even before school ended. I noticed that they had put gates on the entrances, especially the one on Washington. There's two on Washington, and new fences up, or new gates up, and they're lock and chain.
I know a while back, a few years ago, the schools were encouraging people to use their fields after school hours.
Well, we put...
There was a joint thing with the city, I think, to promote that. So,
well, that really only makes sense. I mean, of course, if they're having to deal with vandalism, that obviously is discouraging to a district, too.
One of the most effective, when I worked for Sanger Unified as their purchasing agent, we found that turning the lights off at night was extremely effective, because we found out that they were afraid of the dark, and they wouldn't.
Or if they're in there, you can see them quite easily with a flashlight or whatever.
Flashlight. Mm-hmm. Or we told the teachers we put delay on the light switches, because if they got in the classrooms and the lights went on. So, but when we turned the lights off, vandalism just tanked. I mean, there wasn't much vandalism at all.
Yeah. Well, hey, let's not extend this too long. Anything else for the good of the cause here?
Well, Rob and I went to that conference in March, I think it was, and very informative. I think we had one session where a gentleman got up for an hour and a half and talked about what a gift was, and I don't think we ever came to a consensus as to what a gift was. One gentleman found out that apparently he had his son is on a special needs softball team or baseball team, and he was going to get a free ticket. Every other year they go to Mexico, and Mexico comes here every other year. And apparently the law says that as a planning commissioner, you cannot accept free transportation on any public carrier in California. If you do, you lose your position as a planning commissioner. Even partial transportation on a public carrier. And I mean, they were talking about Oakland Raider tickets and San Francisco Giants tickets and all these things, and I was thinking, boy, I'm glad we don't have that kind of pressure around here, but I found out a lot of responsibility that goes along with being a planning commissioner. And I spoke with one of the reporters from the Reba Exponent and gave him some of the material that I got at the conference, and he wanted to do a story on not me especially, but the Office of Planning Commissioner, and I asked him to kind of hold off until I could report back to you guys as to what happened, and he was gracious enough to do that. So you may be seeing something in the Exponent as to a planning commissioner's duties or responsibilities, which comes off of those brochures and things that I gave to him. And it was a lot more than he expected to see.
Did you have a good time too, Rob?
Yeah.
You had a good time?
Yeah.
Where was this at? Where did you, I probably...
Monterey.
Mm-hmm. Great place to go.
Yeah. It was.
Tough place to go, but you know.
All the classes were very well done. They had a lot of information, but not so much information that you just felt like you were being, you know, thrown info the whole time and you're being exhausted. I thought it was really good. Commissioner Barker and I were able to go to several classes together. And
yeah.
I thought that they were very well done.
Well, I picked up a book there asking you to kind of take a stand on whether or not you want to take a community-wide approach to planning or if you want to take a district-wide approach to planning, and as to whether or not the quote-unquote east side would want to contribute to help the west side develop or vice versa, or if the east side just wanted to develop the east side, the west side, the west side, the south side, the south side. And it had a lot of food for thought in there as to how to approach planning in a city. Some areas just would not be able to afford improvements. And so when it comes up in the future, it'll, if any of you would like to read the book, it's had some things I agreed with, things I disagreed with, but overall gave a pretty fair viewpoint. It was very, very valuable. Had an opportunity to speak with planning commissioners from Rancho Palos Verdes, and I couldn't think of any other complete opposite of ours. Got into a little education talk and everything. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, they just send $1,000 along with their kids at the beginning of each year to pay for their supplies. And I'm thinking,
yeah.
But it was a good conference. Thank you very much for sending me.
Glad you could go.
If there are any openings next year,
I'm sure we'll benefit from your having gone.
Well, I think Ron
will benefit from
Ron or any new commissioner should. I think every 3 years you're required to attend it.
Isn't every 2 years the ethics training is?
Every 2 years.
Is it every 2 years?
Every 2 years you have to go for some type of ethics training.
I know I went once before.
Yeah, we provide the ethics training to all of our commissioners from the city. Planners Institute is every year, provided we can afford it budget-wise. We don't have an adopted budget yet. Our intent is to be able to send one or two planning commissioners every year. Priorities to send the new guy, so we're going to want to get our newest commissioner there, and then I think we sent you on your previous stint on the Planning Commission.
I'd like to go again. It's been a long time.
But worth
the investment.
If we could, we'd send everybody. As you and Rob both pointed out, there's a lot to learn there. You can go every year and still find something new.
It's well worth the investment. It can keep you out of a lot of hot water.
Yeah, and one of the most important things, is an opportunity to interact with other commissioners and understand they're dealing with the same problems in every community.
Right.
As different as those communities might be, as different as we think each other are, they deal with the same kind of problems and the same kind of challenges and the same kind of issues when they go through an entitlement process dealing with a new shopping center or a new subdivision or an affordable housing project. I think it's beneficial for you all to experience that's exactly what they're going through in every other community. It's the same kind of problems, same kind of challenges. might have different solutions here versus there or different opportunities. But provided we have budget for it, we want to keep you going as frequently as possible.
One of the things I found interesting when I did go is that you learn about some of the solutions that other communities have applied, and it gives you a lot of food for thought in how you might wish to try to incorporate some of those in our own situations if possible, you know. And I really found it beneficial to go, and I would recommend it to anybody if they have the chance.
We just need to get a professional football, baseball, basketball. What else? What are the teams? Soccer?
Soccer.
Hockey. We just need them all.
Anything that brings money, huh?
Anything that brings money.
I was up in the Bay Area just a few days ago, in fact, Sunday, and we stopped in Santa Clara. There was a planned community, River Bend, River something, and we just happened to be looking for somewhere to eat. Really a classic place. So it was built around a little town square kind of thing with a park. And
isn't that where they're going to build a new Oakland Raider?
Yeah, they're Oakland's looking for a place somewhere in the San Jose area. But this was really quite, I mean, they had apartments, they had condos, they had single family residents. Then they had, of course, the small downtown. It was really rather cleverly laid out. But shows you what money can do, too. So. And I talked to the kid in the restaurant that was helping us, and he lived in one of the condos and seemed very happy with the setup. So. Okay, well, we will call that a day then and adjourn this meeting at this point. Thank you.